From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Happy 4th of July. Jeremy Hobson is off today, but another guy named Arthur is bumping along the East Coast, weakened from a 2 to a Category 1 hurricane. Overnight, the storm dumped rain and brought flooding and power outages to North Carolina's Outer Banks. The good news, it wasn't as bad as some feared. Bob Eakes, who lives on Hatteras Island, told us Wednesday he was worried Arthur would carve right through the low-lying island's main road, Highway 12. That didn't happen. We spoke with him this morning.
We dodged a really good bullet. My yard is full of big old live oaks and a lot of limbs down, and there's a motel straight across the street, and I can see his fencing around his swimming pool's down. But his roof's on, his shingles gone, and that's just about the way that I would say this has hit us. A lot of traffic moving up and down the road right now, you know, locals all out doing the gawk. Look here, look there, see what they can see, so.
Doing the gawk. Eric Fisher, chief meteorologist for WBZ-TV here in Boston, joins us now. Eric, so what can people up here in New England, first of all, expect from Arthur?
Hi there, Robin. Basically, what we're looking at is more of a rain event than anything else. We will get some gusty winds, but it'll be nothing like they saw down in North Carolina with a gust up to 101 miles per hour at Cape Lookout when it made landfall about 11:15 last night. Now, for us, it's mainly Cape Cod, Nantucket. These will be the spots that see tropical storm force winds during this evening and early tonight, but that's not the type of wind that's going to cause a lot of damage. It's more the flash flood threat. Some towns could see up to 6 inches of rain when Arthur comes up this afternoon and tonight, and so with people trying to get out, trying to enjoy the 4th of July, it will be very difficult in that time's dangerous travel.
Well, you know, and there are people from across the country in this region, we're proud to say, that come here for the 4th and have been very nervous. Last night, the 4th of July festivities, which were moved to the 3rd, were halted because of huge thunder and lightning that had little to do with Arthur. Now Arthur's coming. And when we said Hurricane 2 yesterday, it felt very scary because we know Ike, 6 years ago, made landfall in the Gulf. That was also a Category 2, and it killed more than 100 people. Well, I mean, what are some of the variations within the categories that made this seem more tame?
Well, there's a big push in the meteorological community right now to get people to not always focus on the category, and it's difficult to do. A category of a storm is the Saffir-Simpson scale, and it only has to do with wind speed. And wind speed isn't necessarily all the story. In different parts of the country, that same wind can mean something different. A place like the Outer Banks in North Carolina, a lot of these buildings are made to code up to at least 80 miles per hour. But if you go to a place like perhaps into coastal Connecticut, those 80-mile-per-hour winds are going to take down tens, hundreds of thousands of trees, cause widespread issues. Every storm has a different flavor and a different character. Sandy was barely a Category 1 hurricane, but look at the damage. It was a surge storm. Mm-hmm. And Irene was a tropical storm when it came in, but look at that damage in Vermont. That was all because it was a rainstorm. And so basically we tell everyone when they're listening to a forecast, listen to the impact, what the meteorologist is saying. Are we looking at a flood threat, a wind threat, a surge threat? It's always going to be different with these storms, regardless of category.
Okay. And what else are you forecasting along with the storm? People want to hear about rip currents, things like that.
They will be lingering. So a lot of folks are trying to get back outside. The storm moving so fast now. It's long gone from North Carolina, and the governor there telling people you can head on back to the beach.
They can put their stupid hats back on.
They could. We always try to preach a little respect for Mother Nature. It is certainly a dangerous element. You can go out to the beach. Would not recommend the water there. Anywhere on the eastern seaboard from about South Carolina northward today. Tomorrow, the rip current danger will be high around here in coastal New England. The storm moving away so quickly, though, that Saturday is really the only big day. Still some bigger waves on Sunday, but the rip current risk will start to go down.
And very briefly, is this early?
It is. It's very early. The first hurricane on average is August 10th in the Atlantic Basin. This is the earliest hurricane on landfall of record in the state of North Carolina. Wow. So certainly things have gotten started a little bit earlier on. Usually when you're in June and July, you focus on the Gulf of Mexico, the Caribbean. That's where our storms tend to form. And the open waters of the Atlantic, what we call Cape Verde season, usually doesn't start until August.
Eric Fisher, weatherman, meteorologist for WBZ-TV in Boston. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Stay safe, everyone.